The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, over 130,000 at-home STI testing kits were ordered and dispatched by the HSE last year. This is an increase of about 4,000 tests as compared to 2024 and shows continuing increases in demand since the kits were introduced in 2022. And for more, we're joined now by News Talk reporter Emily Keegan. Emily, what else are these figures telling us?
Yeah, so as you mentioned there, 132,232 kits were ordered and dispatched last year. Now, of those, nearly 98,000 were returned to the labs. So that's about a 75% return rate, which is quite high. And when you compare it to similar tests like bowel screening, it's quite a high return rate. Now, when this scheme was first launched in 2022, there were just 91,000 kits ordered in the first year. So demand has grown fairly steadily and quickly over the past number of years. In last year's figures, there was a total of 8,750 positive or reactive infection results. And of those, 5,342 were for chlamydia, which is no surprise. It's always the most common STD that we see coming up in these tests year on year. 1,676 were for gonorrhea. And then there were 1,732 reactive blood tests. And those people were referred for further testing at the bricks and mortar sexual health clinics. More than half of those who took the tests were female, while just over 45% were male. So to go through what these actual test kits are in a bit more detail and to discuss the latest figures, I spoke to Professor Fiona Lyons, who's the clinical lead of the HSE Sexual Health Programme. And I started by asking her to explain the difference between that positive and reactive result.
Positive is that definitively the lab is saying with this sample, we can say yay or nay, there is evidence of this microorganism present. OK, so for chlamydia and gonorrhea, we can definitively say, yes, the samples that are provided to the lab who do the chlamydia and gonorrhea testing are exactly the same chlamydia and gonorrhea test that will be done in if you went to your GP or if you went to your student health service or your local public sexual health service. They're the exact same sample. For the blood testing, we have to bear in mind that they're dealing with the lab are dealing with a very small volume of blood. And so we want to ensure that we've got a very safe service. So the service that has a broad reach. So we actually have the sensitivity quite high on the first test. And this means that it allows us to detect some reactivity in the test that requires additional testing using different approaches to the particular organism like syphilis, HIV, hepatitis B or hepatitis C to confirm or refute whether or not there is that infection present.
So the two that we can test for definite from these kits are chlamydia and gonorrhea. Am I right in saying that they're the most common forms of STIs anyway?
Yeah, they're particularly in younger people, they're very common forms of STIs and they're the most commonly reported STIs that we see in our figures year on year. And particularly in the under 25 group for chlamydia infection. And we know that the home STI testing service is picking up for chlamydia about half and for gonorrhea about a third of all the cases that are reported in the country. So this is good in terms of case ascertainment. And this suggests that we are contributing, that the service is contributing to the overall case ascertainment of infections, which is really important.
When it comes to the tests itself, is there a big room for human error when taking it, or is it simple to use?
There are really helpful instructions inside in terms of how to do the kit. And the room for error is probably greatest with the blood testing, which can be tricky. But the other testing, so the throat swab where appropriate, rectal swab where appropriate, urine sample or vaginal swab where appropriate, are relatively easy for people to use. In our public sexual health clinics, for people who don't need an examination, they would do their own testing anyway. We're now managing the chlamydia is being managed through the home STI testing service as well. So if somebody gets a positive chlamydia result, they don't necessarily need to go to their sexual health clinic or to their GP or student health service. They can have that done through the service. 78% of the people who are offered the option of having their chlamydia managed through the service will avail of this, which is great. And that reduces the footfall into face-to-face services and much easier for service users.
Okay, so the kits do seem to be working well then from a HSE perspective, but what about the people who are actually using them?
Yeah, and that bit about the chlamydia there at the end, that you can now get your prescription sent straight to the pharmacist and picked up, and I think that's helping a lot of people when it comes to these kits, that they don't have to go and face anyone, because there's still a lot of kind of stigma around these things and people might be afraid to do it.
So I worked in a sexual health clinic in the distant past and people hated coming.
Yeah.
So I'm sure lots of people didn't come at all. This is a good way of getting people to test who wouldn't go to the clinics, just wouldn't that you wouldn't test.
Absolutely, and especially because you can test for the most positive STIs, it's really positive in that way that it's getting out there and it's having such an impact. But of course, there are still going to be concerns around that too. And we heard there the younger age bracket, so people under the age of 25 are those who are most likely to contract an STD. And a lot of them are also living at home. So there are concerns that when ordering it, it might be really noticeable, that their parents might notice what it is that's coming in the post. And we saw in recent research from the HSE that just 55% of young adults in Ireland have actually never tested for an STI before, even though they are that category that's most likely to contract one. So that is concerning. So I went out to Trinity campus to see if I could get some of the students there to admit to me if they've taken a test before. And I met with this group of friends and started by asking them, first of all, if they think there's enough awareness around STI among their peers.
Not really, I don't think. I think obviously everyone knows about like protection and stuff, but I don't think enough people use it in general and don't take it as seriously as they should.
Why do you think that? Just conversations with your friends?
Yeah, and like experiences with my friends and stuff like that. I think
kind of have to agree.
I would kind of disagree.
Really?
I think there's a lot of awareness, but I think it's more of a cultural thing where people are like, it's not going to happen to me, or like whatever. I feel like you see the information everywhere, you're given the information, but then I think it's a lot of people do with it then.
And why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I think it's just like,
I think it's like what you were saying, that it's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, that kind of like care. Like that kind of like blasé attitude, and it's like people are think they're invincible.
I do know that HSE provide the like free health checks, like you can just get it at home. I've used one before because out of interest, being like, oh, but I feel like so many people don't know about that, and it's literally a free thing for like, what is it, 18 to 24 or anyone, I don't know,
anyone,
and it's like not really advertised at all. So
that's true, they need to get that out more, I think.
Yeah, what was your experience like using that?
Great. Like literally, I just used it for the crack to see, and they literally just post it to you in a little like white box. There's nothing on the outside, so if you're like living with family, they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And then it's literally like a finger prick and a swab.
Yeah.
And that's it. You like post it, it's free post, and then a couple of days later it tells you hopefully you're negative for
whatever. What about you? What was yours?
Yeah, same as Catherine. It was like it's a text message, it's really handy, like it's very discreet, like you were saying, like no one in your family will know what's been ordered or whatever. Loads of instructions of what to do.
Do you think you and your friends are more likely to test now that that's available instead of having to go into a GP or something?
Definitely, I think, because it's free, like a lot of
anything's a big thing.
A lot of like GP services for STD checks are expensive, or like the private clinics are super expensive as well. So, and especially for students, no one's going to be spending that much money on that. And then you might not want to go to someone who would pay for you, like your parents or something. You might not want to say that to them, you know. So I definitely think it's a good thing for young people in particular.
I think that's great to hear young people sounding so positive there about their sexual health, Emily. But in an ideal world, we wouldn't really need the tests. We would be taking action, perhaps, to prevent the need of the tests. What's the obvious that we should be doing?
Yeah, as you said, like the tests are a really, really good scheme, and it definitely would encourage people who are sexually active to take it, even if you are using protection, to take the test, because you can never really be too safe. But a lot of people probably do think that it's obvious to use protection, but yet almost a third of young Irish men and women actually don't always use contraception during sex, and 80% of them know that condoms are the most effective way of preventing an STD, but they still, a lot of them aren't actually using it all of the time. I think a lot of time people think about contraception as a way to prevent pregnancy, and we forget that STDs are a huge thing, a huge
That's
part of this as well.
That's why you see a huge amount of people in their 50s and 60s now getting STDs, because they're having sex, but they don't think about pregnancy, so they don't use anything.
Yeah, and even you hear it, like, I've so many friends who say, oh, well, I'm on the pill, and I'm like, but the pill doesn't stop you from contracting an STD. So no matter what, you still do need to be using condoms if you haven't had an open conversation with the person and if you aren't in a long-term relationship with them. And again, I'm saying all this and I'm sure listeners are going to think, God, this is so obvious. But sometimes it is good to remind people. So I spoke to Dr. Dominic Rowley, who's an expert in all things sexual health. And I started with asking the obvious question, what should we do?
Well, Emily, we'd love to say abstinence works, but abstinence doesn't really work, as you can see from the figures and certainly the patients who come into me. I mean, in reality, of course, condoms are you know, 95% successful, and people forget condoms. I mean, they're old-fashioned, but they do work. The high-risk group for STIs would be 18 to 25. That's the highest group always and always have been. And that would be the group that would be classically taking the most recreational drugs and would be perhaps, you know, drinking the most. And so their ability to make clear decisions are somewhat impaired, let's put it that way. Then we've a new, really exciting new, not new, but it's around 7-8 years, is PrEP. PrEP is for an anti-HIV medication. You take it once a day. So PrEP, and that's a free service.
We say condoms are the key, and like we hear that all the time.
Yeah.
But often when people think of condoms, they think of like your typical condom that goes on a penis. But yeah, that's obviously only going to apply if you're having sex with a man.
Sure.
If you're a woman having sex with other women, yeah, what yeah, is there, are the protections there?
Yeah, there are. I mean, you can use condoms for sex toys, and there are vaginal dams. And vaginal dams have been around a very long time, and they've got better. But STIs can be passed from sex toys onwards. We see that a lot in gay women.
From your years of experience of working in this field, do the likelihood of someone using contraception, or particularly but the likes of condoms that prevent the spread of STDs, does that vary among age groups and genders?
I think we've probably got lazy in our field about reminding people almost about condoms, because it's almost, you know, it's kind of nearly been forgotten, because there's the sexualwellbeing.ie is the national website for all services, and it's a brilliant website, and you can get free condoms and free lube there. But in all our clinics we have big buckets of condoms and lube, but people actually forget, people forget to take it. We find that our sex working patients are the very best.
We see a lot of times people have like brand loyalty with something as basic as their tea bags, and they might be reluctant to trust a condom that's not branded. Are they as reliable?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So there's a great company, Passant, P-A-S-A-N-T-E, Passante. They're great because they've got actually a thing called a penis sizer, and you get it sent out to your house for free. I know you're laughing, there's a small smile going on here. It sounds funny, but it actually, if you think about it, every penis size and shape is different. And a huge amount of the problem with STIs is condom splitting and condoms sliding off. It's very simple, and the lads well used to examine their penises, well able for those, I promise you, Emily. And they measure their penis, and then they get their own box of Passant condoms sent out to them that's the right size and shape. So if you don't want your condom to slip off, and you don't want it to tear, and you don't have to morning after build effort or embarrassment going to the boots or nine them in the morning and a hungover Saturday, get the right condom, right size, right shape.
Was Dr. Dominic Rowley there talking to Emily Keegan on STIs?
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.